Welcome to the Fat Talks podcast. Here we will share lessons to help you on your business and fitness journey. I'll be sharing practical solutions from building my business and having mind-opening conversations with amazing personalities too. My name is Tomi Rotimi. I'm the founder and creative director of Exclamations by Tomi Rotimi, a proudly Nigerian premium ready-to-wear brand I founded almost 2 decades ago. I'm also the author of the best-selling book, Fat Transfer from Waistline to Bottom Line, a book on life lessons for fitness and business. Welcome to Fat Talks. Hello, welcome to my podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for always tuning in to Fat Talks by Tomi. Thank you for all the listens we got last week. And today we have another episode that I think you will find interesting. I'm going through a particular season where I'm about to start a brand new venture. Yep. Yeah. You know me. I'm about to start something new and I am scared. I'm admitting it here because I know I'm not the only one who is afraid of new beginnings. And even though I'm afraid, I know how to deal with fear. I've experienced fear many times. I have a healthy relationship with fear. And it's not going to stop me from doing what I need to do. So if you're like me and you're thinking of starting something new and you're feeling the fear and you're wondering if you can do it anyway, this podcast episode is for you. This podcast episode is for us, for everyone trying to reinvent themselves, everyone trying to pivot, everyone trying to explore a new talent or a new opportunity. This episode is for us. So I'm going to talk about what you're feeling right now and what you need to do with those feelings. And I think this is important because a lot of us think fear is a cue to retract. Many of us think fear is a sign for us not to proceed, and nothing could be further from the truth. I know that there are some types of fear that are red flags, some kind of fear that are really telling you, hold up, you're going down the wrong path. If you are in tune with your sixth sense, you will know the difference. You know the difference between the fear that is irrational and the fear that is natural. You know the kind of fear that is supposed to propel you forward, supposed to challenge you, and the kind of fear that is telling you, you shouldn't be doing this at all. So how do you know the difference between this? With experience, you would know. So look at all the other decisions you have made in the past, the ones that led you down the wrong path, and to know whether your fears were justified. And the ones you regret not taking because you felt afraid. With practice, you would know the difference. So feeling the fear and doing it anyway is a muscle. It's a muscle you need to work. With practice, you will know the difference. But for some of us, you kind of know. You kind of know this is something you need to do, but you're afraid. You're trying to talk yourself out of it, but deep down inside, there is a little voice. It's almost squashed, but there's a little intimacy voice in there telling you, you know, this is something you need to do, right? So I want to talk to that voice, and I'm hoping to amplify it. I want to talk to your fears, and I want to talk to your convictions. I'm hoping that your convictions will be empowered and that your fears will be drowned. And that's what this episode is about. Really. For those of us who are trying to do something new and we're feeling the fear, this is for you. Number one, your fear is natural. For anyone trying to do big things, you know this already, but it's something we need to relearn. Your fear is natural. I'm feeling this fear right now because I care. Because I know that whatever it is I want to do is going to cost me something. Because it's going to cost me something, I'm afraid. I'm afraid of failing. I'm afraid of rejection. You know, some of us are afraid of what we consider to be incompetence. Can we really do this? The imposter syndrome keeps saying to you that maybe you are not good enough. To those of us feeling this fear, and fear is coming through with these feelings, I want to tell you this. Nobody is ever fully prepared to pivot. Nobody is ever fully prepared for a new opportunity. That is why, guess what? It's called a new opportunity, because you haven't really lived in it before. So there will be new challenges that will present themselves, and new skills you may need to acquire, new networks you may need to be a part of, new helpers that you may need to find. Your current network may not be able to do it for you. Your current skill set may not be able to do it for you. Your past experiences may not even be valid at this point, even though actually every kind of experience you've had that has led you up to this is valid. But you know what I mean? So it's okay for you to feel a little bit of incompetence, but know that most things, if not everything, is revealed by doing. You can have the knowledge, you can have the theoretical knowledge, you can have the head knowledge, you can hear other people's stories, but most things are revealed by doing. Competence is earned by doing. Experience and expertise is earned by doing. If you haven't done it yet, you can't be competent. So you can't be afraid to get your feet wet. You can't be afraid to try, because that is the only way you will get the competence that you feel you so don't have. So say that back to your fear when you feel like maybe you are not competent, you don't have the network, you don't have the skills, you don't have the certification, all those things you can get only by doing. So tell your fears that. Again, if you're trying to pivot, if you're trying to take advantage of another opportunity, one of the things you might be feeling is lack of focus. You know, right? For many of us, we have built careers, we have built reputation on other skills that we have or within other industries. And we feel like, you know what, we should be digging deeper into this skill. We should be doing more within these spaces. So why are we digressing, as it were? Why are we trying something else when there's still a lot to conquer in this other field? You're right. You're right. Some of us are serial entrepreneurs, and we really should be focusing on going deeper instead of jumping from one thrill to the other. You guys know I'm not about that either. But everything is connected. This is really me talking to you about a conviction you may have. And if you know that one of your weaknesses is not being able to commit to anything and jumping from one business opportunity to the other, maybe this is not for you, right? I still advise that you go deeper. But for those of us who know that this is something we must do, this is for you. One of the ways that you can manage the issue of focus, where you are feeling like you haven't done a lot in one area and you're going to another, at the heart of that fear is the fear of not growing the one we already have. You feel like that other business or that other venture or that other, or your family life, whatever it is, you need to take a little bit of time for to grow this other thing. You feel that that could suffer. It's a valid fear. You feel that that will suffer if you take your eyes off it a little bit. You feel like it might even confuse the market. Like, who are you? You know, you are known for this one thing and now you're trying something else. Maybe that would affect the profitability of the other one. Maybe it will affect the growth of the other one. And you don't want to compromise that. That feeling is valid. But this is what I need to say to you. You need a team. You need a team. Now, many of us are owner managers. We are business people that are solo entrepreneurs. We are doing everything by ourselves. If you are that person, it will be difficult for you to take your eyes off this to try something else if you don't do this one thing. Build a team. Build a team. Find people who are capable, who have the competence, who have the drive, who have the passion to handle areas of your business that can help it be go on autopilot, to handle areas of your business that can, in a way, replicate you. Don't be that person who says good people are not available. Don't be that person who says without me, my business cannot survive. That is low-level thinking. That can only take you so far in your business growth and in your personal growth. That will put you in handcuffs. Your business has now become your handcuff, meaning you can no longer explore any other thing. You are tied to this thing because once you take your hands off, it begins to die. That's not the kind of business we want to grow. Definitely, you need to give this thing time to grow roots. I agree. But there comes a time in the life of every business, in the life of every child, in the life of every venture, where you must have nurtured it enough to grow legs, and then you can begin to explore other things. Exploring new worlds and new universes and new talents and other you know, sides to your creativity. That is life. That's what makes life beautiful. If this one thing you have achieved is keeping you hostage, then I'm sorry, you haven't done a good job at it. And maybe what is lacking is building the team. You know, so don't say good people are not available. Teams can be built by hiring good hands, by outsourcing, by collaborating, by using technology. You know, I'll give you an example. For instance, you guys know of ChatGPT, right? I call it an AI that could very well be your copywriter, your personal assistant, your researcher. That tool alone can help you manage so many things that you may need to have done yourself, right? Take advantage of technology, embrace technology that will allow you to free some of your time. Hire hands, hire the best you can afford, collaborate, outsource. These things will help you keep your business going while you start on this new venture. So if your fears are telling you you need to focus because, you know, you can't, if you stop doing it, it won't be done. Feed your fear this sandwich. Tell your fear, it's okay. I'm going to replace myself with 5 other people. I'm going to replace myself with this technology. It's going to be all right. Okay? It's going to be all right. Another reason why you are afraid of trying this new thing is because you think you will fail. Fear of failure, right? You know, I was going to get there. Fear of failure is real because failure is an option. I talked about it in my last podcast. Failure can happen. Failure is highly probable. In fact, I think you should just assume that there will be some failures in this new venture because the only way we really learn is by failing. Fail first, fail quickly, fail forward. Fail early. So I don't want you to be afraid of fear. I want you to be prepared for it. I don't want you to be afraid of fear. I want you to have the right mindset towards it. I don't want you to be afraid of fear. I want you to change your perception of it. Fear of failure is not doing you any good because failure will happen. An appreciation of failure is what you need to replace your fears with. Some of the things that I have failed at have actually helped me build solutions to prevent other people from experiencing the same failure. I'm not going to tell you what this new venture will be, but I will tell you this. My new venture is built off the back of a season of failures. I wish I could share, but I don't have permission to right now. It's built off the back of a season of failures. The season of failure that made me feel so bad, so drawn, so exhausted, left me doubting myself, but I kept going on until I got the result I wanted. Now, after all of that, I need to monetize that experience. And now I am so excited. I am so grateful I went through that season because I learned so much from all the failings. That experience is invaluable to me now. And I'm thankful that I didn't go the shortcut. I'm thankful that I didn't get a miracle, that something didn't happen in a hurry to deny me of the experience that I am now able to monetize. The solution I'm bringing to people who I know, you know, need it has come from me going through this season of failure. So, if your fears are telling you you're going to fail, tell your fears, I hope so, because I need the failure in this journey. All right? What else is your fear telling you? Your fear is telling you that you may not be able to keep this up. Your fear is telling you that, you know, you may not be able to keep this up because you're adding too much on your plate. Your fear of overwhelm is real. I won't lie, guys. I think at the heart of my fear, this is the cornerstone. This is the cornerstone of my personal fear concerning this thing that I want to do. The fear of overwhelm. I'm saying to myself, Tommy, you want to put something else on your plate? You're already running a business in Nigeria. Exclamations in Nigeria, exclamations in the UK. You've published 2 books. You are still in the middle of the campaign for your second book, Sum of Many Parts, which we're about to take the campaign to a second gear now. You know, you have your family that you're still supporting. You know, you have a lot on your plate. You have this podcast that you are also running. Why do you think you have the room or the bandwidth to add a brand new venture at this your age? This is the cornerstone of my fear. But I've been there before. And what do I say to that fear? I need to build teams. Still back to the same team issue. I'm building teams around all my ventures. I'm building teams around my exclamations in Nigeria, teams around exclamations in UK, teams around my book campaign, teams around this new venture. I'm getting advice. I'm finding a new set of helpers who can advise me on this journey so that they can tell me what to look out for to prevent me from making expensive mistakes. Teams. So I'm not really going it alone. That is the fear. The fear of overwhelm comes from going it alone. If you know veteran entrepreneurs, right? Veteran serial entrepreneurs, they don't go it alone. The reason why they are successful is because for every idea, they build a team around it. And I've told you, don't think it's not something you can do. Don't say I can't afford it. Sometimes it's about thinking smart. Sometimes it's not about working hard. Sometimes it's about thinking smart. How do you build a team? If you can't afford it, you are thinking a lot of collaborations and technology and putting systems in place and processes in place so that things can begin to work without you having to activate at every point. The cornerstone of my fear, I've said it, is overwhelm. Like I'm feeling like, can I really add this other thing to my plate? But because I've been there before, I know that the idea is mine. I'm the ideas person, but I am going to give this thing legs by getting a support system. That's what you should be thinking about as well. Support system. If your fear is a fear of overwhelm as well, what you need is a support system to find other people, to find new networks. My current network can't really help me in this new venture. Like it's completely different. Just like when I was going to start into self-publishing. You know, I was coming from the world of fashion. Like really, you know, I didn't have the expertise. I didn't have the resources in terms of working knowledge. What I did have was the ability to ask for help. And through that, I developed a network of helpers in self-publishing. So by the time I was publishing my second book, I still had this network and they were still supporting me. I was deliberate about putting myself within an environment where I could find contemporaries and experts in this new field so I could glean from them. That is probably my greatest advice for somebody trying something new, because that helped me when I was pivoting from fashion to self-publishing, even with my whole coaching gig. Same thing with the podcast. I needed to find technology that will make this effortless and seamless, because I wanted really to help people through the podcast, but it was going to be another layer of responsibility. So with that, technology came into place. Now that I'm going into this new venture, I am actively seeking helpers, actively looking for networks and events where I can plunk myself and be in a universe of people that can help me, that can advise me, that can lead me, that can give me pointers. So I'm doing it anyway. In spite of my fears, I'm doing it anyway, because I've been there before and I know what to expect and how to empower myself. That's the end of this episode. I know, right? I know you didn't want it to end, but honestly, I hope you listen to this over and over again. And for anybody pivoting, listen to these things over again and begin to implement. One big thing that I didn't mention was reading. You know, I know I've talked about reading before, but I can't overemphasize the benefit of reading. You know, find books that can help you with your mindset, right? Find books that can help you with your mindset. I'll recommend some books in the next episode because we are really out of time now. But find books that can help you with your mindset. Just Google. And you'll find books that can help you start thinking bigger, start thinking more strategically, start thinking like somebody who has capacity, you know, because what you think is literally who you are. If you can think it, you most definitely are halfway to doing it, right? That's the end of this episode. Thank you so very much for listening. My book, Sum of Many Parts, is still available for purchase. If you're thinking of how to get this book, I already mentioned a couple of ways with the last episode, but I'm going to mention it again. My book is available on Amazon and we are getting phenomenal reviews. Like anytime I go there and I see another review, I'm just so thankful I did this thing. I remember feeling overwhelmed as well when I wanted to start writing this book 4 years ago, but I did it. And now the reviews are coming through by the book. You know, I've gotten so many amazing reviews concerning the book. Now I'm even more convicted and many more people need to read it. So please buy the book if you are curious about my journey, if you want to know how to manage balancing life. It's not a self-help book. It's literally the story of my life. It's witty. It's easy to read. I'm told it's a page turner. Almost everybody who has reviewed has said they didn't want it to end. And now we're being put under a bit of pressure to do a sequel. No pressure, please. So please buy the book on Amazon. If you want to get the book here in Nigeria, there are many ways. You can get the book on my website, www.tomirotimi.com. You can get the book by clicking the link in my bio on Instagram. My Instagram handle is tomi.rotimi. You can get the book by going to Latana Ventures. It's a physical store in Nigeria. Latana Ventures is stocking the book. You can get it at 5 different branches of Vidal Pharmacy, which is a pharmacy within the Ebanot supermarket chain. You can get the book in my store, Exclamations is at 42B Fola Oshibo in Lekki Phase 1. So if you're in Lagos, you can get the book at my Exclamation store. You can most definitely get the book by sending me a message and I will send you details if that's the way you want to go. But it's super easy to get the book now. Like I said, if you follow me on Instagram, and you should, just click the link in the bio and it's right there. But it's also on Amazon and it's available for purchase. If you've gotten the book already, please send me a review, send me a voice note, send me a DM, tell me what you think. It means the world to me to hear from you. Thank you so very much for all the support I've received from my podcast community. It's been real. So this week, let's go for it. I think I'm still going to go on a part two of this particular episode. Just practical things you can do on your way. So there you have it. You have what the next episode is going to be. Practical things you can do on your way to starting something new. That is going to be the episode title for the next episode of this podcast. So that's it for today. Thank you so very much for listening. Speak to you soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to my podcast. This was an amazing episode. Please subscribe to the podcast anywhere you get your podcast. Also, buy the book. Fat Transfer from Waistline to Bottom Line is available on Amazon and also on www.tomirotimi.com. I would love to hear from you. Let me know what resonated with you in the episode or in the book by tagging me on Instagram at tomi.rotimi or tag the book page Fat Transfer by Tomi. Looking forward to the next episode. Tune in, please. Thank you and bye.